SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. On a highway along the Gaza border, the army on Monday began assembling 2-meter-high concrete barriers a day after civilian Moshe Feder, 68, was killed on the road when a Hamas-launched anti-tank missile struck his car. Moshe was one of 4 Israeli fatalities in the violence of the previous 2 days, which saw over 600 rockets fired at Israeli towns and cities from the Gaza Strip, drawing over 300 Israeli reprisal airstrikes. The other 3 victims, Moshe Agadi, 58, Ziad Al-Hamamda, 47, and Pinchas Menachem Pezuzaman, 21, were killed by rocket fire and buried on Sunday. Schools and roads had been closed, and Israelis had been urged to remain indoors and near bomb shelters as the deadliest rocket fire since the 2014 Gaza War pounded the south last Saturday and Sunday. The violence ended when Hamas announced a ceasefire with Israel on Monday. There was no confirmation from the Israeli side, but there were no reports of rocket launches or retaliatory Israeli strikes during the day, and Israel lifted security precautions on residents. Israel paid tribute to the country's fallen soldiers and terror victims starting at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, bowing their heads for a minute of silence as sirens sounded around the country. 95 new names were added over the past year to the roster of 23,741 soldiers who died defending this country, including 40 disabled veterans who passed away due to complications from injuries sustained during their service. 16 names, including 4 killed last Sunday, were added to the list of victims of terror attacks, bringing the total to 3,150. The official national ceremony for Yom HaZikaron, attended by President Reuven Rivlin, IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi, took place at the Kotel. President Rivlin addressed the nation, saying that a month ago, we brought Sergeant First Class Zacharia Bomel to eternal rest, 37 years after he fell in the Battle of Sultan Yaqub. In this way, the State of Israel kept its promise to every mother and father in Israel, the obligation to bring home the men and women who did not return from battle. This is the commitment that we want to continue to make the families of every one of the missing soldiers of the IDF and those fallen soldiers whose place of burial is unknown. We will not cease until they've all been brought back. Other ceremonies held throughout the country on Tuesday evening included a traditional memorial songs event at Rabin Square in Tel Aviv, events at Safra Square and the Knesset in Jerusalem, and also a controversial Israeli-Palestinian memorial ceremony. The High Court of Justice on Monday overturned a decision by the Defense Ministry to deny entry into Israel of 176 Palestinians due to participate in the special shared Memorial Day commemoration ceremony in Tel Aviv for victims of the conflict on both sides, a ruling described by Prime Minister Netanyahu as wrong and disappointing. The joint ceremony has been held since 2006, organized by Combatants for Peace and the Parents Circle Families Forum. 9,000 Israelis and dozens of Palestinians participated this year. Israeli Arab actress Samira Saraya opened the ceremony called Sharing Sorrow, Bringing Hope. Saraya said, "All of us, Israelis and Palestinians, are victims of the conflict, pain and loss, but we are also its perpetrators. Therefore, it is in our power and our duty to bring it to its conclusion and provide hope and a future for ourselves and our kids." On Wednesday at 11 a.m., a second 2-minute siren sounded, launching the daytime commemoration ceremonies on Jerusalem's Mount Herzl. At 7:45 p.m. on Wednesday, Yom HaZikaron came to an end with a national torchlighting ceremony at Mount Herzl, ushering in Israel's 71st Independence Day. The highlight of the ceremony was the participation of 93-year-old Maria Nachmias. Throughout her lifetime, Maria Nachmias offered tenderness and support to 52 foster children on the margins of society, as well as 8 children of her own. Quietly and far from the public eye, she took into her home children no one else wanted, children Jewish and Arab abandoned by parents in hospitals because they were born with physical deformities and diseases. On Wednesday, the nation got a small taste of the all-encompassing love she offered to those that needed it most over the years. In 1942, Nachmias, age 17, fled the Nazi occupation of Tunisia. She moved to Amarbara in Afula, married and raised 8 children there, eking out a dignified, if impoverished, existence. In 1973, her son Shaul was wounded during fighting in the Yom Kippur War. Nachmir said she prayed that he get well, together with all the other soldiers. I vowed that if God gives me back my son, I'd be willing to do any mitzvah or mission that is given to me. She said God heard her prayer and her son recovered, becoming a municipal social worker in the city. One day he called her and said there's a little girl who needed a home, and that's how it started. She was the first. Her daughter Ricky said that she was willing to take in and raise any child. Her message was that every person was made in the image of God, no matter their origin. From her biological children, Nachmaya says over 100 descendants, including great-great-grandchildren. At the ceremony on Wednesday night, host Aviv Alush, who stood beside Nachmias as she began to recite the statement written for her by the ceremony's planners, broke from the rigid text, turned to Nachmias and said, "Mamo, bless us, bless Israel." Nachmias, sitting in her wheelchair, did not hesitate. "May Israel be blessed. From all my heart, God will hear me, and the righteous in heaven, that it Israel rises ever upwards, that we grow, that our soldiers don't fall anymore. From all my heart, that the Jews and the Arabs and the Christians and the Druze tomorrow will all become one single hand. We're made by God. May he give us peace. And next year may be there another 10 million of us." Nachmias was still mid-blessing when the audience, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, responded with a raucous standing ovation, drowning her out. Alush then nudged Nachmias to finish her set statement, which concluded, "For the splendor of Israel." Nachmias stumbled on splendor, paused, smiled sheepishly and apologized. "I'm so excited." After a night of fireworks, concerts and parties, most Israelis spent the day on Thursday at beaches and parks celebrating the country's birthday and still talking about Nachmias. Celebrations opened on Thursday morning at President Reuven Rivlin's residence in Jerusalem, where he hosted Prime Minister Netanyahu, IDF Chief Aviv Kochavi, and others for a musical ceremony honoring 120 soldiers receiving commendations for excellence. The annual International Bible Quiz finals took place after the ceremony. Israeli teenager Yonatan Weissman, a Jerusalem native, won the top prize, beating out American candidate Benjamin Colshamiro. The Australian representative, Emmanuel Kochavi, reached the final 16. Tens of thousands of Israeli Arabs on Thursday marked the Nakba, catastrophe of Israel's founding and the dispossession that accompanied the creation of the Jewish state, in an annual march to the empty Palestinian village of Kubazia in northern Israel. On Friday, the first in Islam's holy month of Ramadan, 180,000 worshippers, 50% higher than last year, including 75,000 from the West Bank, prayed peacefully at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. A new revision begins this week in Tel Aviv. Australian representative Kate Miller-Heidke is very popular here, particularly after her appearance at Rabin Square on Thursday night at the end of Yom HaAtzmaut celebrations. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
sbs.com.au